it was kind of a planned succession. I've been on the board for 2 years and have been working with them, and it was time for a change in the leadership. Bob Stallman had been there 3 years, and he was looking for one less thing to do. And U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is such a wonderful organization. It's something we in agriculture had to do. We are all come together as farmers and ranchers and people in agriculture so we could tell our story to the consumer.
Now, of course, give us a little history here. This hasn't been around that long.
No, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is about 3 years old, and it started when a couple of the big association and checkoff board leaders were somewhere together, and they said, you know, we've all been doing this consumer outreach, and wouldn't it be more impactful if we could get together, pool our resources, and then raise our voices together? And that's where it all started. So we've got a really good foundation to work from.
Talk about some of the outreach things you've done already.
We just announced our second Faces of Farming and Ranching class. We have five wonderful producers who are willing to speak out and to reach consumers where we don't always reach them, in urban areas on both coasts and in big cities where we don't reach as agriculture. So they will be our Faces of Farming and Ranching. And before that, we had four. Now we've got five new people to speak for us. We also do our food dialogues, and we just took our food dialogues to the East Coast, to the New York Times Food for Tomorrow Forum, where we injected ourselves as part of the conversation. We weren't really invited. We invited ourselves. We had a food dialogue there, and we really became part of the conversation.
Which is something that really needs to be done, because there's a lot of pressure on what we see as conventional agriculture these days.
Absolutely, and all our farming and ranching associations are struggling with the fact that we need to tell our stories, because consumers are so far removed from the farm anymore. We all have to speak, and we have to speak louder. We have that wonderful documentary, Farmland, and one of my goals and the goals of U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is to get Farmland into every high school and college in this country, not just the ag schools, but specifically in areas where they don't know a lot about agriculture, so they can see what farming and ranching is all about in the United States.
What are your other goals as the chair?
We're really going to push. You know, like I said, we had a good foundation. Now we have all these things, the food dialogues, the faces, Farmland, to push forward and to really get things going and make sure every farmer and rancher in this country knows that we are here and we are them. We're not some new other organization. We are an alliance of all organizations in the United States. We speak for them. We have resources to help them. We're working on some short videos to help them. So to reach every farmer and rancher with that message, and then, of course, to reach all the consumers with our messages about farming and ranching.
Where do you feel you've made the biggest progress so far, and where do you see is the biggest need for more progress?
We've made some really great progress in reaching the consumers with our food dialogues, where we bring in people from all sides, different sides of the story, talk. We don't lecture. We don't do a monologue. It really is a dialogue. So that's been huge for us. And we're going to continue those dialogues and do more regional dialogues and get farmers and ranchers involved. And, of course, Farmland. Just having Farmland in the theater was huge. It was more popular than we ever expected. And now we've got it available for downloads on iTunes and Amazon.com, so you can stream it and you can get it on your computer. And we're going to get it into all the schools we can.
This thing really has taken off significantly given the short time it's been in existence.
Absolutely. We, you know, 3 years, and some people were maybe a little frustrated that they didn't see more, but now we have the food dialogues, we have our Faces of Farming and Ranching, we have our Farmland documentary, we have a series of short videos that will be coming, I believe this week, on our website, which is fooddialogues.com. So they're 3, 4, 5 minute videos that are shorter and to the point rather than the longer 44 minute documentary.
Now, you've been really active, of course, in the soybean checkoff. You've been active in the corn growers. How do you explain the necessity of these programs and of what you're doing with farmers and ranchers as well to the average producer out there?
Well, I'm hoping that the producer understands. We've been trying to talk about this for many years, all our associations, that we have to connect with consumers. And it's hard for farmers and ranchers because they're not professional communicators, and they're not always where the consumer is. So I hope they understand the need for a group like the Alliance to talk to consumers and to talk in a united voice and raise their voices. And, of course, our checkoff boards are always important because it's the way we get production research, we get our marketing and communications out to the farmers as well as to the consumers and to all our customers.